It's Wednesday afternoon. It's 4:30. You're in the Indianapolis metropolitan area, and you are listening to 91.9 FM WITT, the home of unpredictable music. And that means it's time for the Indy's Trusted Servant Show with yours truly, Danny O'Malley, Indy's Trusted Servant. What is Indy's Trusted Servant? Well, from my days in the grocery business at O'Malley Food Markets, I learned a lot about customer service. And so today I do customer service training and keynote speaking about customer service. It's all about the culture of the organization. If you'd like to learn more about that, give me a call at 317-413-9062. What's the Indy's Trusted Servant Show? Well, it's lively local small biz and community talk where you can feel the pulse of Indy every Wednesday at 4:30 on 91.9 FM. My guest today is Ruth Ann Hankins, the executive director of an organization that I've just recently found out exists. And as a lot of you know, I like to bring in important not-for-profits that a lot of people don't know about. And Ruth Ann's organization is called Heritage Place. It's a senior citizens organization, and I'm going to let her tell you all about that. But first, Ruth Ann, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up at Heritage Place.
Okay, well, thanks for having me on the show, Danny. Glad to be here. I ended up at Heritage Place because I went to college to be a teacher. I was a teacher for a year and was really bored with it. So I moved to, and that's nothing against those teachers out there, but it just wasn't the right thing
for
me.
Yes.
No. So I moved to Indianapolis, thought maybe if I taught older children, I would feel more comfortable and not be as bored in the classroom. Didn't like the what I was seeing in the school systems at the time. So I went to a career counselor at IUPUI, and I said, quote, "What can I study so when I graduate, I will find a job I like?"
Now, you already had a teaching certificate.
I did.
Degree from Purdue.
Purdue University, yes.
Boiler up.
Yes. Go Boilers. So this career counselor then directed me toward the human service field. And I looked around. I found a few jobs. I took some. I worked a few years. And then in 1980, I landed the job at Heritage Place.
So you've been at Heritage Place 28 years.
38.
Oh, yeah. My math is a little off as an English teacher. That's fantastic. How old is Heritage Place?
Heritage Place was established in 1976.
Okay, so it's 42 years old.
So
you've been there almost the whole time.
Right.
Now, tell us exactly what does Heritage Place do for seniors, and start with your mission statement, and then we'll get into some specific stuff.
I'll read the mission.
Do that.
That's easier than trying to fumble through it. Heritage Place of Indianapolis provides older adults with comprehensive and coordinated human services to encourage and promote healthy lifestyles, independence, well-being, and quality of life.
Okay. And as a senior myself, and I'm 70 years old, and I know a lot of people a little older than a little younger than me that are right at that precipice where you might want to start thinking about this kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you mentioned in the mission was independence. Give us an idea of, first of all, where is Heritage Place?
Heritage Place is located at the corner of 46th and Illinois here in Indianapolis.
Is that across the street from St. Thomas?
It is.
It is, yes.
It is. We rent space from the Common Ground Christian Church.
Down the street, yes.
That's the building that we're in.
Oh, that's where you are. You're in, right. Okay.
And it's a great working relationship because we are there during the day, during the week. They are there evenings and weekends, of course, for mm-hmm. the church service. So it's a really good working relationship.
Works out really well. Now, Do you do most of your stuff on site or most of your stuff in home, or about 50-50?
We have some of both, but most of it is on site.
Okay.
We have a lot of center-based activities, chair aerobics, line dancing, bridge class, genealogy studies, computer classes, cell phone classes. We have a wide, wide range of classes and educational seminars that go on there in the building.
Tell us about some of the educational seminars.
Well, the one that we just had recently was done by an attorney, and it was about beneficiaries in your will.
Ah, okay.
And the kinds of things that you should think about with that.
You know, you want to meet my upcoming guest, Jay, who will be coming in here. He specializes in Medicare and, mm-hmm. and estate mm-hmm. planning and stuff, mm-hmm. you guys might be able to work mm-hmm. together. I think there might be a connection there.
Coming up next month, we have driver safety.
Okay.
Which for
seniors.
For seniors.
Yes.
And it is done by AARP, a very reputable organization, a very great program, and they help people be able to continue driving as long as they possibly can.
Do they also try to educate them on when maybe it's time to think about not driving?
I
say that because I worry about myself. Yeah. 10 years into the future.
I'm sure they touch on that.
Yeah.
I haven't sat through all their classes, but I do know a lot of what they do is talk to people about when your senses maybe aren't as quick, maybe your reaction time or your hearing or your vision, and what you can do to compensate for that.
Turn down the radio, don't follow as closely, that kind of stuff, right?
Drive when there's clear, when you can see clearly, don't drive at night, things like that.
Is there a minimum age to attend events at Heritage Place?
The minimum age is 55.
Okay.
Which may sound kind of young.
Sounds young to me.
And especially in today's world when a lot of individuals are still employed through their 60s.
Right, right.
So it's really the retired individuals that we start seeing at Heritage Place. So as you were mentioning, people getting into their 70s or retiring earlier, those are the individuals that start looking for the kinds of programs that we offer.
But you can come as early as 55.
Yes.
Most people wait a little longer.
Yeah.
Who's now? Do people pay to attend these classes, or how's that work?
We have a small membership. That's okay. An annual membership. It's $47 at what we call the green level, $57 at the blue level, and that gives the individual access to all of our classes. If you pay the $57, you also get access to some of the free tickets that we get to sporting events like Pacers or Fever games.
Okay.
We get tickets to theaters like Civic Theater.
So there are some side benefits.
Yes.
Now, you're not like a senior citizen's home where they bring them on a bus to the theater.
No.
They would have to go themselves, but they can get tickets
right.
if they... Okay.
Right.
What about somebody, do you have lower income folks coming in?
We do. And any of those individuals can talk with us about adjusting what their membership is. We also have small fees for the classes.
Okay.
That individuals pay within the class. It might be $1. It might be $3.
Nothing. Not like going to a movie or a ball game or something.
No.
Right?
Very affordable.
Very affordable. Okay.
Yes.
Great. What about off campus? Do you help people stay in their homes?
We do. We have a home services manager who will oversee both friendly visiting and home and yard work services. Home and yard work, these are great opportunities for individuals in groups. Let's say it's a church group or a company group.
To volunteer.
To volunteer to do a service project.
Well, we'll probably bring this up again, but you've brought it up now. What if somebody wants to volunteer to help something like that? How do they get a hold of you guys?
Well, our phone number is 317-283-6662, and that's the best place to start. And then we can kind of have a conversation with them and direct them to whatever kind of volunteer opportunity that works for them. All of our classes are taught by volunteers.
Oh, is that right?
So we may have someone who was maybe a teacher of accounting, but they are great at bridge. So they're going to teach bridge.
Okay, their hobby, for instance.
Yeah,
yeah.
So we have a lot of volunteer opportunities like that.
How many classes a month would you guys put on average?
Ooh, that's a big number.
Is it a big number?
I would say every week we probably have 40 classes.
Every week?
I would say,
On site.
Just
there,
guessing, yeah.
46 in Illinois. Okay, great. Well, that's a great start to our conversation, Ruth Ann. We're talking to Ruth Ann Hankins, the Executive Director of Heritage Place. It's a senior citizens joint at 46th and Illinois, and they do a lot of great work in the community for seniors. We'll be back with Ruth Ann after this underwriter break. Our underwriters for the show on 91.9 FM, the Indy Trusted Servant Show, are Fabric Care Dry Cleaners at 5760 West Morris Street at West Washington, out by the old airport. Specialists in all sorts of dry cleaning. They have an on-site laundromat that's open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. They do pickup and home delivery 2 days a week. And their phone number is 241-1288. That's 241-1288. And you can find out more about James and the good folks at Fabric Care on Facebook. And number two underwriter is Redemption Ale Works, W-E-R-K-S, at 7035 East 96th Street in Fishers, halfway between 69 and Allisonville, where the old Blue Crew used to be. They brew their own beer. They have lunch, dinner, late-night snacks, and beverages. Very family-friendly. You can take your wife and kids in there, grab a board game like Monopoly or Clue or something, and play at the table before and during and after your dinner. The phone number there is 348-3330, 348-3330, and you can find out more about Josh and the good folks at the Ale Works, W-E-R-K-S, on Facebook, and congrats on opening your second Ale Works in the Muncie Mall. And finally, we want to thank our host here at the studio of 91.9 FM, My Pet Carnivore, a pet food distribution warehouse on South Shelby Street in Fountain Square, where Paul and Suzanne and their staff, they distribute healthy pet food to pet food owners, not stores, pet food owners in 48 states. We want to thank them for giving us the space for our studio for 91.9 FM. Next week's guest will be my friend and seniors expert, Jay Cox. He'll be talking a lot about things like estate trusts and things like that for seniors, and also long-term health care issues. And it'll be a good follow-up to Ruth Ann and Heritage Place. So you say, so how many clients do you serve, say, in 2016? Altogether, 2017,
Yeah, the last couple of years, we've served almost 1,700 people a year.
Okay. Now, how many of those are repeats every year?
Well, there would be several that are repeats. I couldn't give you an exact number, but several repeats because people will sign up for a class, let's say chair aerobics, and they come repeatedly week after week for several years because they see the benefits to them.
Yeah, yeah. So some people only sign up and come to a class?
Some people come for taxes. They have their taxes prepared there during the tax season, then that's it. Yes.
So do you charge to prepare the taxes?
No, it's through a program called the VITA program. It is administered by the United Way of Central Indiana. Okay. We are a United Way agency, by the way. And the VITA program recruits volunteers who then are trained by the Internal Revenue Service to understand all the nuances of taxes for older adults,
okay,
both state and federal.
Oh,
they
wow.
will file, and they do it electronically. It is a great service.
So for this $47 membership fee, I could have somebody help me with my taxes.
Well, actually, there's no charge to have you don't even have to be a member to have your taxes done.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Is that done on site?
Yes. Yes.
If that was all there was
yeah.
going on at Heritage Place, that'd be a great service
yeah.
for seniors.
Yeah.
Because it is very, very confusing. Well, let's go back to the home services issue for a minute. Okay, lawn work would be one thing. Okay. What else do you do for helping people staying in their homes?
We have friendly visitors. And these are individuals who are primarily through the Senior Companion Program. And the Senior Companions are older adults themselves, and they are very healthy and mobile, and they are visiting the disabled homebound older adult.
Okay.
And they provide 20 hours a week of service of visiting, and that's all they do.
Just visit. They don't go out and pick up prescriptions or something
no,
like that.
No.
Okay.
And it's for the person who is disabled and homebound, becoming socially isolated
is a huge
issue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you put down here transportation also.
Right.
Where's that come in?
We don't provide ourselves, but we make referrals for transportation.
Okay.
And we also work with SECOA, Aging and In-Home Services.
Another friend of the program, by
yes.
the way. Yeah. You know Orion Bell then.
Oh, yes. Very well.
Yes.
So they have Way to Go Transportation, and twice a month we use them to transport individuals, mostly who don't drive anymore
yeah.
or shouldn't drive anymore,
yeah,
I should
yeah.
say. but transporting them to and from the grocery. This is from their home to the grocery, home.
Okay. And that maybe the drug store as well, if necessary.
They've been going to department stores like Meijer's and Walmart.
You can do both.
So you can do both.
Okay.
And you can buy household items there.
Very cool. Now, something that you put in the notes was collaboration partners, and I think you've talked a little bit about some collaboration partners like the tax people and Sequoia.
Yeah.
For the uninitiated, Central Indiana Council on Aging. I've had Orion Bell, their executive director, on the show a couple times over the years, and they're also a client of my customer service business. So a great, great organization. I've seen it from the inside. And they do absolutely marvelous work. Tell us a little bit about some other types of collaboration partners.
We do a lot of collaboration with those companies that market and target older adults in their work. So, for instance, home health care companies, companies like American Senior Communities that have a lot of residential places for older adults.
Might you help somebody transition from their home to a place like that if the time is right?
Sometimes we help with the transition. Sometimes we just educate people about what they should look for when they're looking for a facility, if they need to move or if a loved one needs to move.
Now, this is a loaded question, but do you have a list of recommended senior spots and non-recommended senior spots?
No, we can't do that.
Okay.
but we can tell people who we've partnered with.
And that you know that these are decent places to go. Outstanding. Now, we're gonna come back to some of this stuff later, but before we take the next underwriter break, I wanted to talk about the Hoosier Heritage event, the history behind all of that. So tell us what Hoosier Heritage Night is and when it is and what the genesis of it is, and then maybe give us 10 big names of former winners of the award.
Okay. Hoosier Heritage Night was started in 1982, and this is the 34th year of doing this event. We honor this year we're honoring 7 people for lifetime achievement. These are individuals who are at least 6 years of age, and they have done a lot for the Indianapolis community through their careers or through their volunteer actions in the community.
Well, that's wonderful, and I'm one of the honorees. Do you have a list of the other folks from this year? Could you tell us who those are?
I'm one of the honorees, too.
You are?
So,
well,
yes.
I'm sure that's well-deserved.
Yes. So 2 of us are
here.
Yeah,
right.
Karen Burns from the Indianapolis Zoological Society. We have George from Community Health Network Foundation. Patricia Payne from Indianapolis Public Schools.
And I think she's been on the show with the Attic principal, was she not? Yes. Yes, we had the principal of Attics and Patricia Payne on the show some time back.
So you know all these people.
Well, that's one of them I know.
Joyce Q. Rogers from the Indiana University Foundation and Robert Rucker from the Indiana Court of Appeals.
I'm glad you named Robert because he's the only other guy on the list, I think.
Yes, he is.
Well, tell us, we're going to come back to this question and some of the former big-name winners. But tell us what's the date of the event, and then we'll do the underwriter break and come back to the event.
The event will be June the 6th. It's at the Rich House here in Indianapolis. Starts at 6 p.m. For ticket information, they can contact Heritage Place, 317-283-6662. Or go on our website because we have
information.
Is Heritage Place Indy at...
That sounds like an email.
Yeah, that's an email.
Yeah.
Let me look that up.
While I'm doing the underwriter break, which, in the matter of fact, let's do that now while you're looking at it. We'll come back to the event itself. You're listening to the Indy's Trusted Servant Show on FM WITT. Listen Wednesdays at 4:30 with yours truly, Danny O'Malley, Indy's Trusted Servant. And listen for lively local small biz and community talk and feel the pulse of Indy. Next week's guest will be my senior citizen expert, Jay Cox, a good follow-up to Heritage Place. Jay's going to talk about some things as estate trusts and long-term health care, which are big bugaboos for senior citizens. So in next week for Jay. And we want to thank our underwriters and our host. The underwriters are Fabric Care Dry Cleaners at 5760 Westmore at West Washington Street out by the old airport. Specialists in all sorts of dry cleaning. They have on-site open 7 p.m. 7 days a week. They do pickup and home delivery 2 days a week. Their phone number is 411-288. 411-288. And you can find out more about James and the good folks at Fabric Care on Facebook. Number two underwriter, Redemption Ale Works, WEAS at 735 East 96. Fisher's halfway between 69 and 1 and Austinville on 16th Street. Redemption Ale Works brews their own beer on site. They have lunch, dinner, late night snacks, and beverage. Very family friendly. You and your family can play the game of Monopoly at your table. Get the Monopoly game in time. And their phone number is 381-3330. That's 348-3330. You can find out about John and the good folks at AOKS at for second location in the Munster Ball. And finally, we want to thank Paul and Suzanne at My Pet Carnival on Saturday for opening up their food warehouse to the studios of 91.9 FM WITT, the Unpredictable Music, and the Indies Trusted Servant Show. My Carnivore, Health, frozen pet to pet food owners, not stores, pet food owners in 48 states. Now, back to Ruth Ann Hankins, the Executive Director of Heritage Place, and we were talking about the big Hoosier Heritage Night, June 6th this year. You mentioned this year's winner. Really, you know, humbled to be involved with this event and very pleased. Tell us some of the bigger names. You've been doing it since 82. Maybe pick out 8 or 10 names that maybe everybody's heard of that's been an award winner.
Okay, there's a lot of names on
here. Yeah, I don't know how
100
you pick.
Names.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know how you pick. About 5 or 6 a
so,
year.
So, yeah, I'll just do random. Gene Zink was honored last year from Strategic Capital Partners. And he's our honorary chair.
Okay, who's the honorary? Okay, he's the honorary chair this year.
Yes.
Okay.
A couple years ago, we had Ed Delaney.
Okay.
A couple years before that, Amos Brown.
Just in time.
Yes, yes. Sam Odle, another name for Billy Brown.
Okay.
We have Katie Bentley and Ann Blaney.
All right, all right.
Mary Department. Virginia Blankenbaker. Oh, and Barbara Boyd. I don't want to forget Barbara.
Oh, you better not forget Barbara. She'll come after you, right? Some names that are many. When I realized that I was going to be involved, you know, the beginning of that list now. So what is the, well, the purpose of the event is A, to honor 5, 6, 7 great community members who don't, and I would assume that another, to have this. Heritage Place, right?
It is. It's to raise awareness among the broader community of the value of older adults to the community. Most of the people that we honor are employed or volunteering or
busy
working
town.
Something.
Yeah.
These people are retired and that's it. They're still doing something. It may be the same thing, but it's something. And so this is that to the total community to bring awareness to that.
Now, we already said it's June 6th. Why don't you give us the
and the really close before.
Somewhat did I expect it's also a fundraiser.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned Night Away.
Yes, individual and corporations also. Look at the organization and think, what can we do this? On April,
yeah. Oh, really?
550 North Illinois. Yeah. We have reservations a week at a time, so we can see everybody.
Website.
The brochure, yeah, but
that. Right.